Australian police are trying to figure out how three people died and a fourth became critically ill after apparently eating wild mushrooms at a family lunch. Police have interviewed the woman, who they say cooked the meal at her home on July 29, but didn't become ill herself. Officers have released her without filing any charges, but say she remains a suspect. Victorian policeman Dean Thomas says there's a whole range of testing to be done, and that can take quite some time.
We keep an open mind to this. It may be very innocent, but again, we just don't know. But it's really interesting. You know, the four people turn up and three of them have passed away, and with another one critical. So we just need to work through this.
Corumburra resident Leigh Spall says people are deeply bereaved by what has happened.
Oh, I don't think there'd be any person in this town that wouldn't be feeling grief at the moment.
I'm Charles Tuladasma.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, PodSave the World, The Week Junior and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.